that, guys. I am so excited to talk to you. I know that the last episode, we had a wonderful time after my party, and I was so thankful, and I know I said this there, but, you know, I'm always so thankful that people want to talk, but it was just so special to have such important people all be together at the same time, all have at least an hour to kind of just, you know, carve out, just to kind of just talk and just kind of vibe with each other that we don't get to do necessarily in a group. It's a lot of one-on-ones or smaller groups. So that was super, super fun. And if you like, subscribe, and follow, I'm sure you got to hear that episode. And that was great. But today we're just going to talk about a few things. I am going to talk about a work situation, organizing, you know, kind of mindset situation. But of course, I'm going to give you an update on what's going on in the world of Charlotte and parenting and all the things. You know, Charlotte has, she's had all these little plays. She wants to do everything, I think I have mentioned before, and I want her to try everything once. If she wants to try art, let's do it. You know, especially if it's a free class, that's even better. Let's try gymnastics. Let's try, you know, soccer. Okay, no, yes. And some of the things, she just wants to do everything. And the one nice thing about her school, and I'm sure a lot of schools have this, is they have these little, like, kind of enrichment programs that are actually right after school for like an hour. Like, they had a science, like a STEM one. They have some theater and, you know, choir and stuff like that, where you don't have to, like, it's not a separate thing. But now all the performances for, she's in two theater things, one outside of her school and one inside of her school. Then she's in choir. So right before Thanksgiving, or even before then, was she had a program for fall. It was a singing program, like on a Thursday. And then 4 days later, on Tuesday, they are like, oh, now we're going to do the Christmas sing-along choir thing. It was like 4 days later. I'm like, we haven't even had Thanksgiving. So it's like crazy. And, you know, it's like you got to get tickets and grandparents, and it's this, and it's all this chaos for, like, you know, an hour of performing. But it's so special. And Charlotte has such a, she has such a special bond with my mom that I've talked about a lot. And one of the things that makes me, I've always been a very emotional person. I'm always, but with Charlotte, I feel all the feels even more. And what's really special is my mom was a single mom. And, you know, up until I was about 8 years old, it was, you know, just kind of my mom and just, you know, her working two jobs. And, you know, just I hung out with my grandma, and I didn't see that side of my mom. And seeing her with Charlotte, and, you know, my mom lives in San Diego, and she's coming up, you know, for the play or the sing, you know, the program. And I told my mom, you just pick one that you want to go to. You don't have to drive up and back on for both. And Charlotte was like heartbroken if she wasn't going to come, and was like crying. She's like, I just want grandma to be there. And it just, you know, so of course I tell my mom, I'm like, listen, I can make up something, but, you know, she is going to talk to you about it. And my mom's like, I can't say no to this little girl. So it's just really special. And then she has a program this week for theater at her school. And then in like 2 weeks is her other theater one. And then we're just like, geez Louise, so much going on and trying to get it to work out. But I just love the relationship they have. You know, my mom would always, you know, I'm an only child, and my mom would joke with me about, you know, I'm everything and this and that. And now Charlotte's come along, and grandma, you know, my mom had told her, you know, Charlotte, you're my number one. And I'm like, hold up a minute. Like, I was here first. Like, I'm the number one. What are you talking about? So Charlotte and my mom made this like song. And when we went there for Thanksgiving, we went down to my mom's this year, and she's like singing this song about, mommy, I'm the number one. And she had like a little stuffed animal that had like a number one on it. And she, you know, just, it's really cute and it's really special. And those are the things that are so important. And they just mean a lot to me. I didn't see my mom through that lens, you know. I see her now through that lens, and it's really special, the relationship that they have and the time that my mom, you know, there's some grandparents that are, you know, maybe not as active in, you know, just, my mom takes her to Legoland. My mom takes her to Dave and Buster's. My mom takes her on, you know, they go shopping. They do whatever they do. Whatever they do, you know, my mom's just not just sitting around. And it's fun. And it's really special to see. So we went down there. We went down to my mom's for Thanksgiving, and Charlotte was kind of razzing me about, I'm no longer the number one. Mommy, you're not the number one anymore. Grandma says I'm number one and I'm the most important peanut in the whole world. And I just am like, no way, you can't, there's no take back sees, Mom. There's no, you can't take it back. You've told me this my whole life. You can't take it back. So anyways, those are just some special moments. And if you got, you know, you guys had a great Thanksgiving and spending it with family, or just even if it's a small family, we have a very small family, and it's just pretty special, those kind of moments. And I hope you guys got to enjoy that. But yeah, she has all these programs and shows, and we're trying to, what are the times? What are the dates like getting? It's like, I need a whole just job of supporting Charlotte's schedule and her taxi service, her Uber service that I am. And I'm sure a lot of you parents can relate, because most of you have multiple kids and, you know, they want to do 50 million things. So Charlotte wants to do 50 million things, and it's one, and I work and David works, and it's hard. I can only imagine both parents working and, you know, trying to do 50 million things times three or four kids. Like, shoot me, is really what I think. But yeah, so anyways, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I did not do any Black Friday shopping. I looked online a couple things, but I just don't care. Like, I feel like as we get older, it's hard, like during the holidays, like Christmas and stuff, we always feel like we need gifts. We need to give gifts. And I'm not saying they're not appreciated, but there's so many things that most of us just buy when we want it, you know? Like, you're going to go and see something, or you found a jacket, or you're going to get shoes, or you're going to buy plane tickets. Like, you buy them when you see them, you want them. You don't wait till Christmas. It's not like when you're little, you know? So it's hard, because I have a lot of, and this is going to kind of tie into some organizing world that I'm in and I love, but I just love kind of dissecting the mental aspect of it. But, you know, I've helped so many people, but a couple of my friends, my really good friends, I've also helped. And you got to see Veronica on the group, but she mentioned something that was really interesting when I helped her one time. She had all of this, her guest room had all these like bags and, you know, just bags of stuff. And it was like candles and shower gels and, you know, notebooks and journals. And I was like, what, why do you have all this stuff, makeup and, you know, just stuff like that. Like, you know, just stuff that you get people. And she's like, this is what everyone gives me, people from the office, candles or coffee mugs or, and it's all those things that you think of somebody and you give it to them. And I'm not taking away from that, but sometimes it's like, she was like, I don't even know what to do with all this, because I wouldn't even use all of this stuff. Like, I don't write in journals, but it's so nice to have, and I appreciate the gift. A lot of times we get some of those things and then you have a house of those things, right? And I was asking her, you know, what do? Do you re-gift them? Do you donate them? And she does donate them. But she's like, I just don't, you know, I don't really burn candles. So everybody gives candles. I love candles, but I don't burn them as much as in my head I do. In my head, I'm burning a whole room of candles, like I'm doing a seance or something. Once in a blue moon, I'll be like, I should light this candle because it kind of smells like, you know, dog, wet dog. But we get candles, an abundance of candles. And, you know, as the holidays are approaching too, you know, they give you the teacher's list of what the teacher likes. And, you know, it's like, you know, gift cards. And sometimes there's some, you know, special, you know, restaurants they like or whatever. Because what are you going to give them? You're going to give them coffee mugs. You're going to give them candles. You're going to give them, you know, hand soap, like all this stuff. I mean, they times 30, times 20 kids, like, you know, they have to kind of give you a specific list now, because it just, I'm sure, just gets out of control. And gift cards and, you know, all those things. Like sometimes I'm just to the point now where, and I know Charlotte, the magic, she loves the magic of Christmas, and we follow the magic of Christmas with her, but I want it to be experiences. I wish, you know, financially, I wish I can be like, we're going to go on 10 trips or 5 trips this year, you know, even if it's little, like overnight trips. I just want her to have the memories, because how many fucking Barbies can you have? She was telling me she's going to ask Santa for, you know, more Barbies. And I'm like, you have 50 Barbies and you play with like 3 of them, but these are different Barbies, mommy. Okay. She's going to ask Santa for that. And I'm like, you can ask Santa for that. She, sometimes it's just a lot of stuff. And I talk about how as a country, as a society, we're very gluttonous. We like to have a lot of things. We feel like if there's space, it's you got to fill that space. And I had this new client, and she's amazing. It was a referral. She was very kind of a little more kind of curt on the phone, and not rude at all, just very, very specific, you know, this is what I want, and just kind of curt. It didn't have that like warm kind of, like sometimes I'll joke with you on the phone, like I can read the phone call, read the room. And I was like, okay, and you could tell she was very specific, and it's her, it's absolutely like, please tell me what you need, you know? And she was telling me that she just told me this has been very hard. Like even reaching out to me was very hard. So I went over there a couple weeks ago, and we're starting with the garage. And I might include a couple pictures here to kind of get a visual. But the interesting thing is, so, you know, they have a big house. It doesn't matter how much, you know, you have a lot of space in the garage. It's a good sized garage. And they were having shelves built, not built in shelves, not having like a closet company, because right now, they were just doing something intermediate until their house is being built. So they had those, you know, metal shelves, those sturdy metal shelves. And there was like, I don't know, 10 of them maybe. And I walk up to the driveway, and she had told me they were going to have everybody pull, they were going to have help pulling all the stuff out of the garage. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. There had to have been, I can't even tell you exactly a number, but I'm guessing anywhere from like 100 black and yellow bins and clear bins just sitting in the driveway, probably about 30 different trash bags where they didn't have any more bins. So they just put stuff in trash bags, loose stuff, you know, all this stuff. It was semi-organized in terms of, but I walked up and I was like, wow. In the meantime, one of the whole full shelves, the whole entire shelf, all four, what is it, shelves, I guess. Really, I made that harder than it needed to be, was solid booze. And most of it was brand new. And when they entertain, that's what people give, you know, a nice bottle of this, tequila, wine, whatever. She's like, we don't even really drink. You know how many times I go to houses where they have so much alcohol and they're like, we don't even really drink. This is what people give us. And I'm like, what do you do with all of that? Like, do you just give it back? Is it, you re-gift the wine? I mean, I don't know. It's like, you're not even, I mean, I guess you never have to, if you entertain, you never have to have another, buy another bottle of booze. But I was like, that's an entire shelf. That's a huge footprint just to have stuff that you don't drink. But what are you going to do? Get rid of it? I don't think she was there yet. But the point to this story is, and I ramble because it's very detailed and I try to make a short story or long story short, but it's always a short story long. And one of the things I kind of saw, and it was very enlightening, but it was also, you could see she was very hesitant. You know, she did make a comment on the phone about it being very vulnerable going to her, you know, her place. And she said, I have a lot of stuff. It's very vulnerable. That's all she said. Okay, so I get there and I walk up to the driveway and I see 500,000 pounds of shit. And I was like, whoa. And I am very, very good at what I do. My background is visual presentation and space planning. So instantly I go to the space part of it because I'm like, I don't know how this shit's going to fit. Now, she had also told me she was not ready to purge anything. She was not going to purge. I'm like, okay. So I already knew going in there that everything was going to go. So I had to reconfigure the shelving. We kind of had to move some stuff around, or I moved some stuff around and talked, you know, with her to make sure it was okay. And you can see she was just so uncomfortable. And it wasn't with me. It was just, she just kept saying that you're seeing all this stuff. And I was like, it doesn't faze me. I see a ton of stuff all the time. And it's, at least it's in an organized fashion. Sometimes I just see, like, if someone had a giant dumpster and threw it in the air and then it landed in the garage, that's sometimes what I walk into. So, I mean, the fact that this is in bins and there's shelving and, you know, I'm going to make it look amazing, but, you could tell she was a little like kind of held back a little. And then there was this tiny opening. I saw she kind of cracked a little joke, very, very small, very, very, very small. And I just kind of put my toe in the pool and just said, it's okay. You know, you can open your own store and have your own gift bags, you know, like something like that. And she started to laugh. And I was like, okay, because it just was, you know, she was very nice. It was just, she was going through some stuff and I didn't realize how much she was going through of her own stuff. And she kind of alluded to it a little bit further on in the day. I was there about 8 hours and she said, this is so hard for me. And I was like, I get it. I understand. Like if you're not, I said, there's a couple things that are broken. So I'm going to throw them away that, you know, like vases and stuff that had broken. And there was some things that had gotten wet and, you know, that kind of stuff. Those are things you can't control. But I'm like, I'm going to throw these away just so you don't think that I'm throwing these. Just people think sometimes I'm just going to go in there with like a rifle and just start like shooting stuff and like shooting people to get rid of stuff and then just throwing everything away. And I'm like, I have no desire to do that. Also, I'm not going to do that. It's not my stuff. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you thin it out. I'm going to help you have stuff that you need versus have stuff that's just your, you know, whatever you just hung on to because somebody gave it to you. And anyways, I put my toe in the pool with her and I kind of saw a little bit of the walls kind of coming down. And I mentioned to her, I said, you know, it's okay to not get rid of stuff today if you're not ready. Like we can do it another time. You can do it another time when you're ready. But then I saw her, there was a couple small things, small areas that she was like, I think, cause like I picked up stuff that was like items. So vases that were really nice and didn't look like they were maybe the free vases you got, you know, whatever. And I had left some stuff on the ground just to kind of figure out what I was going to do with it. But then I just left it to see if she'd pay attention kind of. And she's like, oh, should I look at these since they're kind of, and I said, yeah, these are ones that are just one-offs. They're just one random one. And I don't know if they're as important as the other ones. So like she started with that, like getting rid of that. There was some stuff, like I said, that got ruined in the weather. And that was kind of, I could tell she was a little bummed about that. But one of the things she said to me later on in the day, she's like, wow, I just feel, I'm just embarrassed about how much stuff I have. And I'm like, first of all, she has four kids and they're little. Not, I mean, the oldest one is like, let's say 12, but the youngest one is probably 3. So, I mean, obviously some stuff you are keeping because if you have birthday parties that are generic and you have, you know, certain things, cake things or whatever, you're not going to rebuy those things. So, I mean, I said, I go, you have a big family. There's not, you don't need to get rid of all this stuff. But she kept just saying she was embarrassed. She couldn't believe how much stuff she had when she sees it. And I said, well, when you see it, you kind of realize more so what you need versus what you just hung on to because it was easy just to shove it in a bin and not deal with that bin. A lot of times people will say to me, I would never, ever go through this if you weren't standing here. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm standing here. So this is an opportunity because I'm doing something else and you can go through something that you would rather shoot yourself or rip your eyeballs out than do. But now I'm standing here. So you almost feel like this motivation to do it. Like, well, we've touched everything. So she started kind of nitpicking and pulling out a couple of things. She's like, oh, you know what? I don't need these. I don't need these. And we ended up that first day, you know, she ended up getting rid of some stuff, which I was floored because when I first read that, the vibe, the connection, there was, she like put her foot in the concrete. She wasn't even thinking about getting rid of stuff. But anyways, so I saw her like 2 days later and I went to go, you know, help her continue the garage project. And she's like, after you left and we went out to dinner, I had some serious drinks. And I was like, you did? And I'm thinking, did you just take a bottle from your from your totally wine store that's in your garage? But she's like, I just realized how emotional it is. And none of the stuff that we were really dealing with had a lot of emotion. The stuff that was she knew was memories right away, we just put aside. But there was some decorations and stuff that, you know, had maybe not made it. They were just dead from the move or whatever. And she's like, I was so exhausted emotionally that night. Like I had some drinks, but I was just, all I kept thinking about is, I have so much stuff. And I'm like, that's okay. But now you see it. It's a little nicer than just, I think a lot of people just like, oh, we already have it in the bin. Just put it in the garage. But when do we open that bin? If you're not opening that bin for 15 years, why do you have the bin? What's in it? You don't even know. You don't even know what's in it. And this woman, she kind of made me see it a little bit differently, because I watch, you know, people that are like paralyzed with getting rid of stuff, but she was like talking through everything. And I said, some people will tell me the story of something and then tell me they're going to get rid of it. And that's their way, I think, of getting it out of their mind and telling the story about why it was important, but being okay with getting rid of it. And so she was kind of doing that. I mean, not with so many like emotional things, but there was this moment where, and then the second day that I was there, she really was getting rid of stuff. I mean, it was bullshit in my eyes, but it doesn't matter. She had, you know, those black bins that have the yellow lids that you see like at Costco a lot, or like Home Depot or whatever. And I feel like they're always on sale at Costco, so everybody has them when they go on sale, and they kind of snap together. They're pretty large bins. She had three of those filled with brand new gift bags. And I was like, well, we're not keeping all of these. Nobody needs three of these filled with gift bags. And she looked at me. She's like, no, I just went through them all. I'm keeping all of those. And I'm like, oh my God. In my head, I'm saying, oh my God. So open up the bins, and I'm looking, and I'm like, and I said to her, because I do say little comments that are like, you know, just remember, your kids are always going to have birthday parties and there's always going to be gifts. You're always going to reuse those gift bags, because we always reuse gift bags unless it's dead and, you know, it didn't make the cut, or someone wrote on it. Some people will write on it to Jennifer from, you know, Sally. And I'm like, you could have wrote that. I can't use that really cute gift bag again. Thanks a lot, Sally. But she was so adamant about it. And one of the things was one of the bins we opened up, and it was completely more than halfway filled with water. And I could see her face, and I was like, sometimes the universe, because, you know, I have to put a little bit of my personality. I was like, well, sometimes the universe answers the question for you if you need all of these gift bags. And I think that they don't. So she was like, you're right. And then she saw them all once I laid them all out on the shelves. And she's like, I can't believe I have so many of these. And I'm like, but you're always going to get more. And the same thing, like with toys, like I started this thing with Charlotte, and I know I kind of jump around because I have, you know, stories for everything. But about 3 years ago, Charlotte wasn't feeling good on her birthday, I think maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago. And she didn't want to open any presents when we got home from the party. And we had a birthday party for her, and she was just not feeling good. And she opened one, and then she kind of like laid around and was just snuggling and went to sleep. So the next day she said, I said, you open two, you know, you can pick what you want to open. So every day she would open two gift bags, and I don't know, maybe 50 people had come at that time. So it was a lot of stuff. And there was only a handful of things that she wanted to open once she opened it out of the gift bag that she actually wanted to open the toy. The rest of them, I kind of put aside and just set them aside in a stack, right? A month passes, never once said anything. So now I moved them from the playroom, because I'm like, well, she has it in the playroom, she'll see it. Then I moved them into the guest room, and I pulled out only three or four things, and I left them in the playroom. Never opened them. The ones that she wanted to open right away. So now, 4 years ago, I started that thing where right away, you know, Christmas or her birthday or whatever, if she doesn't open it within the first couple days, I just move it into the guest room and see, put it in a bag and move it in the guest room or a box or whatever, see if she mentions it. And then if not, either I, you know, sometimes I do re-gift because they're good gifts, but a lot of times I'll just donate them because I'm like, she doesn't even care. Like, she loves the thrill of the gifts and the opening of the packaging, but sometimes she just doesn't care about the actual toys, I guess. Or it's just that quick, like, fix, like a drug, you know, like she wants a Barbie. I'm like, you have 5,000 Barbies, you don't play with them. But this one's a new Barbie. It has a desk. It has bunk beds. Okay. You have a 10,000, you know, dollhouse things and all of that. So anyways, it's just kind of that thing. So same thing with gifts is the kids are always going to get presents. They're always going to get presents. And as they get older, as we know, they want gift cards. They want, you know, Charlotte rarely asks for toys a lot. Usually it's Ulta or Sephora, or, you know, she wants to go to Chili's. That's like her favorite restaurant. She loves gift cards for those places. And that's really great. But you also, you know, want to have open presents. But we're so gluttonous. And this woman, this client, she realized kind of as I was laying some of the stuff out on the shelf, some of it was still in bins and it was just labeled and everything was hunky-dory. But some of the stuff she wanted out because she wanted to have access to it, like the gift bags, like gifts that she wanted to give, you know, this year, this holiday, this Hanukkah, whatever. And she saw like how much she had. And she's like, I just can't believe it. Like, I kind of just think of how much money I have spent and how much money I wasted. And I'm like, that's with everybody. We all waste money. We all buy stuff that we think is, you know, we're going to use, or, you know, nowadays I feel like everyone's trying to sell stuff, right, to kind of recoup some of that maybe mistaken purchase or whatever. You know how many clients miss the windows on returns for like Amazon, or, you know, maybe if they ordered online clothes or something, they have like a 30-day window. I can tell you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars I see every time I go to houses. They're like, just donate these. I miss the window. And I'm just like, are you sure? Like, you can't? They're like, no. Or they don't even want to go. They're like, eh, it's not even worth my time for, you know, $30 or whatever. So it's like, you know, some people do try to recoup that and sell it on these, you know, apps and stuff, which are great. But yeah, she kind of just alluded to the fact that she was very vulnerable. It didn't help too that every time her husband came down, he's like, just throw everything away. Just try to have her throw everything away. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that, but I am going to tell her some of the stuff she doesn't need. Because you have the husband is always saying, oh, it's her, it's not me. And yeah, I'm sure most of this is hers, but most of it's decorations for parties. It's not like it's, you know, this was the outside stuff. I don't know what was inside, but a lot of it's for the family, you know? So it's like, she gets excited. She has parties. She has all this stuff. And he just is like, just have her throw it away. Have her throw it away. I'm like, I'm going to do my best to see if she can part with some of it. Cause there's no just throwing away. And but anyways, I dissect, you know, clients' thought process sometimes, because I find it fascinating. I think very black and white with stuff. That's not mine. Obviously, I go in with no emotion. And I've said that a million times. I have no emotion going in. Even if Nana knitted it on her last day of life, I will say to you, if you want to hang on to it, please do. If you want to take a picture or give it to, you know, your daughter, please do. But she's like, well, it's really rough and I'm not going to use it. And I'm like, then maybe take a picture of it. I mean, some people are like, my grandma had this pressed flower in a book. She never wrote in the book, but one time it was a pressed flower in there and I kept it. I've kept it for 50 years and will never part with it. And that's okay too. It's whatever. With Charlotte's stuff and a little bit with my own stuff, a lot of Charlotte's like more memory stuff. I do have a little ting in my heart about like schoolwork and stuff like that. But I do... I just never had stuff growing up. I don't have boxes and boxes of memory stuff. And so it's just easy for me. And I think that's also why I really try to empathize, because I see it in people's eyes. And this client I did see, I saw the evolution of the rock solid, you know, wall up about, you know, this is how it's going to be. And that's, she can tell me how it's going to be. And then I was like, okay, we have a lot of stuff. We got to make sure it's going to fit. And you don't have other... You know, we don't have magical another garage, you know, it's a one garage. And then I said, maybe you're not ready today, but maybe now that you see this stuff, you're going to go, why the hell do I have 400 vases? What's funny too, is I told her, I'm like, I'm going to say this on my podcast. She kept on the phone. And also when we were going through like her layout of kind of what she had an abundance of, so I can kind of map out like how I was going to put it. She's like, and then the vessels, everything was, and then there's a space for the vessels, and then there's a space for the vessels. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Does she have a boat? Like, what is this? She was referring to like vases or planners, but it was funny because I thought, what the fuck are vessels? Like I just like nodded and smiled like, okay. And in my head, I'm like, vessels. And then once I got to it, she's like, oh yeah, those are all the bins of vessels. And I'm like, vases? They're the bins of vases. You confused me when you said vessels. And she started laughing. She's like, I didn't even think about it. But it was funny because I was like, what the hell is she talking about? But I, again, am going to smile and nod and just roll with it. And that's what I did. But yeah, I've helped her two pretty full days, and I have one more day coming up, and then we'll, you know, solidify the garage. And it's funny because I walked in her house, obviously, to like use the restroom, and she goes, don't look when you go in the house. And I was like, okay. And I glanced over it, like, not even a living, it's not the living room that you use all the time. It's more of like, or like the family room. It's more like the living room where it's just, you know, beautiful, solid bags and boxes of stuff that actually goes in the house. So she told me through the house, there's all these piles and stuff. And she just, And she's like, you're probably going to have to move in. And I started laughing because a lot of people say that, you know, can you just live here? Yeah, I can. But I think David would frown upon it. And Charlotte would probably miss me, I think. You know, another thing, Charlotte, as amazing as she is and as beautiful as she is, and she is my heart, my soul, my everything, she's getting a little sassier. And she's now on this thing where if you tell her something, or, hey, honey, why don't you grab that with your right hand so it's easier to carry or something? She's like, it's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. I said, honey, your necklace is, it's fine. Your hair's in a knot. It's fine. I'm like, if you say it's fine one more time, you owe me $10 every time you say it. Because it's not fine. I'm just trying to help you, like, not have a knot in your hair. As we all, if you guys have seen Charlotte, if you follow, if you've seen her, if you see pictures of her on social media, her hair is past her butt. To help her not have a knot in her hair is a treasure, because mine was the same. And we didn't have these cool hairbrushes like we do now where it's like tangle-free, the wet detangler. My mom had like a brush that was like from 1972, probably made out of horse hair. It was just solid bristles, and she never once held the base of my hair to brush it. She would just brush it straight from the top down, so my head would just jerk back all the time, and she didn't care. Zero fucks. Here I am like holding Charlotte's hair like it's a precious stone, wrapping it around just so I can, you know, get the knots out of her hair. Just trying to help you. And David and I are trying to tell her that, like, listen, we're trying to help you. Just make life a little bit easier. Because as we all know, life is hard and adulting is even harder. So if someone wants to tell you how to not get a knot in your hair, just shut up and listen, Charlotte. That's what I want to say. And if she does listen to this one day, yes, I told you to shut up. But yeah, it's going back to just the dissecting of people's mindset, and sometimes I worry because, you know, of course this keeps me in business. Of course I love doing what I do, and I love the satisfaction of walking out of a garage and having someone text me and say, oh my God, or out of their house or whatever. Like, thank you so much. I feel like I can breathe again, or whatever it is. But there's some things that we don't tackle that are just really paralyzing. And it was nice to kind of see her loosen up a little bit. And hopefully, you know, she said, you know, now I can see everything, and maybe I'll do a drive-by or whatever and look in, and if there's stuff I don't want. Will that happen? Probably not. I don't think that, you know, miracles happen, and a lot of people have really good intentions, but she has four kids, and her husband are both doctors. So they are, you know, time is of the essence, literally. And I'm sure organizing a garage bin is the last thing on their list of things to do. So it's just one of those things. And if you're listening and you have these situations, you know, tell me about it. You know, send me an email, shoot me a message. Because I can dive into this part. I love talking about it, the way the mind works and how certain things are paralyzing and other things, you know, like it's funny, and I've mentioned this too, David will get so worked up about something so minute. The world could blow up in his face, but there's like a piece of paper next to the coffee pot that I left for him to sign for Charlotte's like school handbook. And he'll be like, oh, why is this paper here? And he'll like move it over. Yet the whole entire garage is a piece of shit because he won't clean it, and he promises he will, but he won't. He doesn't want me to help him. But this one piece of paper, he'll fixate on it. Like, why did you leave this piece of paper? Like, this is where and I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's so funny how like your mind just, you know, some things can just be a wrecking ball and knock you over, and other things, you know, you're nitpicking. And I don't know, it's just very interesting and fascinating to me, the way the mind is, and the importance of stuff. Because again, at the end of the day, you know, I say this, people's stuff is important, and everybody has different reasons for why they keep what they keep. But at the end of the day, when you yell fire, your chances are you're not grabbing 4 bins of gift bags, you know, 27 bins of vessels. And I did kind of say that to her as well. So just in talking about how people's mind works and organizing, and, you know, I've been really, really busy and just going to different people's personalities and homes and seeing how they are. A lot of times, I've said this before, people reach out when they're ready. And I did ask her this. I said, because she goes, I can't believe I've been living in this house for 6 months and I haven't done this. And I said, well, why didn't you? And it was a referral. She got it from one of her really good friends. And I said, well, why didn't you reach out to her sooner and get my information? She goes, I did. I reached out almost 6 months ago, but it took me 6 months to finally reach out to you. So just imagine, I've had people that have waited a year, year and a half. I have people that have their kids have bought them gift cards or gift certificates from me because they're like, my mom doesn't need any more stuff. She needs help organizing her stuff. Let me get her a gift card. Can I just tell you, no, hardly anybody uses those gift cards that they get. And it's like, to me, having someone come in, I'd love to even have, I'm very good at what I do, and I'm very clean and organized, but man, I don't want to come home sometimes and clean, or it's nice to have that extra set of hands, you know, and just to sit on a, you know, or this, a lot of parents will ask me if I can donate my time to the school for maybe a silent auction or a fundraiser. Absolutely. Here, let me give you 5 hours or 8 hours or whatever. No one ever redeems them, yet it's probably one of the number one gifts to go. Like, one of my clients was like, yeah, oh, I think I gave like $500 of my time as a gift for her school, for, you know, for a fundraiser for their gala or whatever. She told me it was like one of the, not obviously the trip ones, but of just the gift. It was the first one to be bid, the highest bid or whatever. It went for like $1,200 or something. No one has ever used it. You have a $500 of time for somebody to help you go through your stuff. It's like, please use it. Like, I would love for you to use it and get yourself back on track. But, you know, when you're ready, I guess. I mean, they never expire. So just remember, one day when I'm 90, I don't think I'm still going to be organizing people's homes. So use it before then. You have plenty of time. But yeah, that's just a, you know, kind of just a tongue-in-cheek story that, you know, a lot of us sit here, and I know I talk about fun stuff, and I know we talk about friendship, and I know I have guests on and we talk about different things, but organizing is kind of a big umbrella, because it's, you know, everybody wants to be organized, but there's also some things that kind of hinder our mindset. And I do like to share it because you're not alone. You know, I keep saying that we're not alone. We're not the only ones that think this. We're not the only ones that, you know, I have also seen the evolution of clients who, in the beginning, I have several clients that I've used, you know, for most of my business, maybe 7 to 8 years. I have had repeat. Now, they may not use me all the time, but I'm always helping them at least once or twice a year. Sometimes even more. But they wouldn't get rid of anything. And then now you can see the evolution of like, well, why am I keeping this? Why did I keep this? You know, and it's like, it's when you're ready. It's all on your pace, not my pace. But yeah, so that's just kind of something where you're not alone. You're out there. And if you're listening, just know that, you know, there's no rush. If you ever, you know, want to use my services, if you ever want information about what I do, you know, please reach out on the website or whatever when you're listening. Obviously, like, subscribe, and follow to get more tidbits, information, insight to that part of the world. And another thing is, and I know we've talked about this, is we're on video, as you know, which means we're also on YouTube. So let's also check that out and maybe subscribe to it so you can know when new episodes drop and get to see guests and my smiling face. And I appreciate you, and thank you so much for listening today. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.